Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the big show you're listening to on Sin 90.7. Thank you for tuning in once again. Chriso.
Got a few things to talk about today. We're going to talk... Well, I went to a Deb recently.
Indeed,
my sister's
yep.
Deb. And we're going to talk about something that happened there. It was a typical thing to happen to my family, of course. We're talking about some weird kind of languages and codes that families have. And I'm going to talk about my one. I'm sure you've got something to talk about with that one as well. People on trains, you had a bit of a debacle this morning that we're going to talk about.
Oh, good stuff, I did.
Of course.
I've had a long day and I've got a lot to talk about.
But most importantly, we're going to be talking about sex talks and what we got from our parents. Or didn't get, in your case, Daniel. But first, we're going to go to a song.
So, first song of the night, we're going to Elvis Presley with Suspicious Minds. Hope you enjoy.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
What's going on, everyone? You're listening to The Big Show with Chriso and Higgins, and that was Elvis Presley with Suspicious Minds. One of the favourites of yours, Daniel. Now, if you want to like us on Facebook or get in touch with us so you can be shouted out or get any song requests in, like our page on Facebook. It is facebook.com/TheBigShowSin, sin spelled S-Y-N. Now, we're going to jump right into a topic. Daniel, I believe it's been a bit of a rough day for you, hasn't it?
Yes, you could say. So I'll kick off proceedings here. So, rough day indeed. 8 a.m. Lab for uni. Nothing too bad with that.
But never friendly, though. That's an early wake-up,
isn't friendly, it? Never friendly getting up at 6 a.m., but I was taken by shock and horror when I arrived. Now, we had a patient. One person in our group played the patient, and they were going to be doing a VO2 max test.
If anyone doesn't know what a VO2 max test is...
You're on a cycling ergometer. It's just a bike. You hook up all those pipes and stuff.
Breathing apparatuses.
Yeah, it determines your... maximal oxygen consumption. So you got to work very hard to do it.
And it's not friendly.
So, yeah, you can. It's hard to breathe. You can't use your nose. You just got to use your mouth. You got saliva dripping everywhere. It's just, you're up S Creek. But basically, so I arrive with the thought that I'm not the man behind the bicycle and the mask, which is fine because we've already determined that one of the ladies in our group was going to do it. However, the night before, we get a message saying, oh, I'm feeling a bit run down. Is it okay if in the morning you got someone fasts so they can do the test for me? So I didn't fast, of course, because I was not going... No, had no intention to do it because one of the girls in the lab had to do it and our group was filled with four girls, so I assumed, oh, one of them will just fill
Surely
in for
one
it.
Of them have to do it if it's one of the girls that have to do it.
Anyway, so we arrive at our lab. We go to our station with the VO2 max test all set up, ready to go, calibrated. And... Anyway, so the girl who's sick seems perfectly fine, just kind of says the old, oh, I'm still a bit run down, all this hoo-ha. But then I'll just let you know that immediately after the test, she was fine. She said, oh, I was actually feeling a bit better today.
Oh.
But anyway, so she's a bit run down, so she's out of the picture. The other girl didn't turn up because she also sent a message in the morning saying, oh, sorry, guys, I closed the gym last night. Woke up with a bit of a temp.
How convenient.
I know, right?
How convenient.
Closed the gym at 10 p.m., for goodness sake.
Oh, no.
Some of us were still up at 2 a.m., so she's out of the equation. So now it's just me and another girl. Now, she fasted, but she turned up late.
So it leaves
it just down to one man.
One man.
So I...
Betrayed by the team that he loved.
Yes, completely not in the right gear for this. I'm wearing my chino tanned shorts.
Oh yeah.
And so I've got limited restriction, but anyway, we get underway.
So you're the person that's been dealt with it.
Yep.
So haven't fasted either.
No, I'm not mentally prepared. Haven't fasted, so all the results would just be a bit off. But anyway, I'm not mentally prepared to be doing some ridiculous maximal test, but I'm chucked right into it, cycling on that som biddy for
would have been the best part
27
of
to 30 in between that. So I did quite well considering.
Oh,
but I was
no.
a sweaty mess. I was seeing things. Had saliva dripping down my cheeks on down my neck, sweat dripping onto the bikes, and I had this person pricking me trying to get blood sampling. It was just a disaster because it's just all
I'll
in
tell
shambles.
You what, that is not what you want to have to do when you arrive there, especially not thinking you're going to have to do it either.
No, and the worst part about it was that it was 8 a.m. That's probably the worst part about the whole thing.
8 a.m. VO2 max test, unaware that you were going to do it.
8 a.m. shock horror, haven't had much sleep, straight into it. So, yeah, I've been doing it real hard. That's the first thing today, but we'll get on to a little bit more. But
we'll get into the rest of Dan's day later.
What a way to start.
That's true. And I really implore someone to find a picture of, just go on the internet right now if you're at home and just search VO2 max test. See if you can find someone who looks attractive while doing a VO2 max test.
Yes, indeed. That's a very good point.
There's pipes, just gas masks on you. It's awful.
Yeah, absolutely feral. But that's me. That's a real good start to the day for me. What about you?
Well, I've got nothing on today, actually. My day was actually quite impressive.
Well, we're a bit on the other opposite ends
opposite
of the spectrum.
Jinx.
We think the same.
But I had quite a relaxed day, actually. Had to do a bit of an assignment this morning. Thanks for asking, though. We're rambling long enough now, and we're going to go to a song that Daniel's recommended, actually. So please, Daniel, introduce our song to our listeners.
It's a great track. It's Spider Bait by Black Betty. That was Spider Bait with Black Betty on the big show, Sin 90.7. So once again, do go ahead and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thebigshowsin.
Well, I mean, someone was listening.
I know. We know there are people listening. So do us a favour and like the page.
You know exactly
who you are.
And a bit of a shout-out to John Dobby. I saw you cheeky like that page, so if you're listening, shout-out to you, my friend. He did.
Thank you, Mr. John Dobby. Thank you for the page like. But anyway, a deb is a very important time in a young girl's life.
Your sister
did her deb recently?
She did. Her debutante ball was Saturday night, I believe, last Saturday. It was a lovely night filled with good times and great friends.
Good dancing?
Disappointed, to be honest, with the dancing, because it was a band, not a DJ.
Yes.
You seem to like the ideas of band, but I'm afraid they're just not as good as the original.
I'd go for both, band or DJ, but anyway.
Well, anyway, enough about that. I was a bit disappointed about that. But anyway, apart from that, it was a good night. She didn't fall over any of the dance moves. Actually did quite well. So
did she make any mistakes?
She says she did, but I didn't notice.
Well, I sure as hell did. You could see him on tape as well. It was a bloody nightmare when I got out there.
You made a few mistakes, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this event was a dry event.
What?
Dry event. It means no alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Because they wanted to show the children that the people can have a good time without the consumption of alcoholic beverages.
Yes. Well, you could also argue that you can let alcohol be there and show them how to responsibly have alcohol. You'd think that would be the way to go about
it. Now, this is exactly...
That's what we did at our school, at least.
It's exactly what I thought, exactly what my family thought.
Now, the children don't actually drink it. However, it's just the parentals showing them...
Yes.
Obviously, you can have grog, but have it responsibly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that's the way to go, what you've just stated. I think that's how you should show the kids what to do. But the school did not, and it was a dry event. My father.
Anyway.
My father likes to stick it to the man.
Yep.
As you know, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And he has decided that he will fill an iced tea bottle with a bit of Jim Beam.
Yes, well, the man is definitely not the most law-abiding citizen.
He's a law-abiding citizen when it comes down to it, but when it comes to sticking it to the man within the rules, he likes to stick it to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so...
Hilarious. And you take after him. It's bad news.
Bad news,
ladies and gentlemen.
Got some bad news. Anyway.
Some extreme bad news, what you take after your father.
Anyway, so he's brought that along. He's put it on I love this. He's opened up his jacket, got the bottle hanging out of his inside pocket of his suit jacket.
No doubt. Is he showing it off to everyone?
He was did the cheeky smirk.
Look what I got, gosh. What's up? Opens it up.
Anyway, so I was driving, so I also partook in the dry event. I did not drink, but a few of the adults on our table did. And I was helping to pour one for, there was only a little bit left, and I was helping to pour for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I did it, I've put the bottle and I've just kind of grabbed it, just had it in my hand, and a lady comes over and says, "Did you just pour something from that bottle?"
Who's this lady?
A security woman.
Ah, okay. Thank you. I wasn't sure if she was like, "Did you just pour something from the bottle? Can I have some too?" But anyway, move on.